This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. The main feature of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll discuss on the air here by submitting show prep content from around the Internet, stuff you think is interesting, you think our listeners might like, because once you submit it to the site, the other listeners get a chance to vote on it, whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked stories will make it to the front and top page in front of our website at freetalklive.com. So as we continue here, taking your phone calls about anything coming up, Mark, if we get a chance, you've got an update on the BP thing. We'll talk about what's going on there that has to do with collusion between them and the government, of course. But first, we go to your phone calls, and we'll start things out with Chad listening to KBCT in Waco on the FM dial. Hello, Chad.
Hello. Chad,
you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to mention there were actually two things I wanted to mention. One, briefly, was on the census. I don't know if you guys have talked about it or not. I actually talked to a guy not too long ago who is a census worker, and I actually did fill out the census just because, I don't know, it seemed benign. The only questions
I'm
on
sure
there
it seemed
were,
benign to the Japanese Americans that were rounded up after they put their information on the census.
Good point. Good point. And that's actually what I wanted to. That's actually kind of ties into what I wanted to address, because from what I understand, after talking to the census guy, and this was after I had already kind of filled out the dumb thing, the only reason that they'll actually come back and try and contact you is if you fill out the section that says, yes, there's somebody living in my home that isn't on the lease or that isn't typically there. So from what I understand, the real general purpose of it is to track illegals. Is that accurate? Does that sound like fine with
you? I don't know what it is that they're trying to do out there. I mean, to me, it just seems like another pointless big government program that they try to justify with, whatever their reasons are. I have never filled out a census form. They didn't send one to my house. They didn't send one to my mailbox. I haven't seen a census worker. I don't know anything about this census. And the question is if they miss one person, and I know that I've talked to people that they've missed, how many have they missed? You can't count a portion of the apples in a box and know how many apples are in the box. I mean, the number they come up with is fallacious.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It has nothing to do with actually taking a census. It's really more about finding out if you've got illegals living in your house.
I think you're right. Oh, wait, he told you that?
Yeah, he's a census worker, and he was like, look, honestly, like they don't contact you again unless you say yes to certain questions. And there's not very many questions on it. The only questions are like, what's your age? Who lives there?
Do they ask you your race? Do they ask you your ethnicity?
And they ask everything about race. And
Mark, you don't remember? We went over this. Point of information here, Mark, we went over this when they sent the census around, and we talked about how
people seem to disagree as to what's on this form. I haven't seen the thing, so I'm just trying to figure it out.
I can pull it up for you here, but the form that I had, the 10-question, because there are a couple different versions of them, the 10-question form has one question that's particularly relevant to Hispanics, and I found that very interesting. It was my speculation was similar to yours when I saw that, because there's one question about race where they list, you know, kind of the generic Asian, Black, Caucasian, the generic classes of race. And then for whatever reason, they decided to break down the Hispanic category into what country they've come from. So, you know, Guatemala, there's a whole bunch of different possible. Go ahead. Say again. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it's got very specific questions about Hispanics.
Yeah, that sent off a red alert for me. Seemed pretty obvious.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, what else would it be good for? I mean, other than, I mean, would they say it's for, you know, tax money and blah, blah, blah. But, of course, you know, who actually thinks that goes anywhere back to the people in any efficient fashion? So,
thanks for bringing that up tonight, Chad. Anything else on your mind?
The last thing I wanted to comment on was you mentioned something about, you know, what if we could have, like, a free market justice system or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm very much about this libertarian principle, the non-aggression principle, that part of the main problem with the government is that it initiates force and that it has a monopoly over a geographical area on the initiation of force. And my question is that why not go all the way? I mean, why even entertain the idea that it has to be necessary in some degrees? Why?
Well, I agree with you. I don't think coercive government is necessary at all. I think that once we can get mankind, or at least enough of them in a certain area to agree on this point, that having an agency of monopoly violence around is not a useful thing to have, and that it hurts more people than it helps, etc. So yeah, I'm a voluntarist. I don't think that there should be any coercive government.
Right, and the one thing I wanted to encourage for listeners, there's a great site, you might know about it. It's called freedomainradio.com.
Oh yes, Stefan Molyneux.
Yeah, thanks for plugging our competition on our airwaves,
stop
pal.
Stop it.
Calling in on my show and plugging the competition.
Stop it. But we've had Steph on the show as a guest.
Very nice.
Great guy.
His wife is friends with my wife.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I've called in and talked to him as well. In fact, I met somebody that I met on that website not too long ago. So,
well, if you like Stefan Molyneux, then you need to know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Have you heard about that yet?
No, I've not.
Well, now, as you know, Stefan Molyneux, for our listeners that don't know, he is a philosopher. He is a liberty-minded guy. He is a very principled voluntarist and really a brilliant man. A guy who is fairly good at communicating the ideas of freedom and very bright, brilliant, far smarter likely than the two of us put together, Mark. And he does his own show, but he also speaks. And he's going to be speaking at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2010 Pork Fest. It's happening in just a few weeks from now, actually, the 24th through the 27th in Lancaster, New Hampshire. So he's going to cross the border from Canada just a little bit to go to the very northern portion of New Hampshire and do, I believe, is it the opening speech? Oh, I can't remember exactly what.
You want to be there for the whole event anyway.
Yeah, you're going to want to, if you're going to come up to New Hampshire,
just
you're going
to
stay all weekend.
Just go to porkfest2010.com.
That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.
As in porcupine, not as in pig meat.
Right, so porkfest2010.com, not only will Stefan Molyneux be there, but other great liberty-minded folks will also be speaking. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and more importantly than all that is hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that think the way that you and I do, they're going to be there. And they're going to be camping out and having a great time, lots of socializing happening, activities that range everything from, the family to parties. It's just going to be an absolute blast. So I highly recommend you take a look into that. If you love freedom, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the place to be.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, and I mean, the last thing I wanted to, and this not to sidetrack again, but it was actually something that he brought up on one of his podcasts when they were having the big healthcare debate, is that notice how they didn't even, the government didn't even debate the issue. They didn't even bring up the issue and say, this sucks, to the idea of taking government out of healthcare. They never even brought up, like, well, maybe we should just reduce the monopoly that the AMA has over doctors.
Not even the so-called pro-freedom Republicans.
Right. I mean, well, but that's true with any sort of career. I mean, how many mechanics are going to say your car doesn't need any work? How many psychiatrists are going to say you don't have any mental health problems? How many doctors are going to say there's no prescription I can possibly write you?
The honest ones?
Right.
Well...
Hey, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is put on by the Free State Project, which is a great organization designed to bring as many liberty-minded people all here to New Hampshire and get them active in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because some of the ideas we've talked about here tonight really are only going to be possible to implement if you get enough people on board with the ideas of freedom. And because the government is running the education system in this country, and most people, 90%+ of them, are going to the government, for lack of a better term, indoctrination camps, it's pretty difficult to make any headway for freedom. I mean, the history of the government in this country is it's been getting bigger and bigger and more intrusive and oppressive. And
if you want to make the suggestion that somehow the education system isn't a monopoly because there are private schools, I would suggest you try to not pay for this monopoly system. So it may not be a monopoly in the sense that your child has to be educated at it. It is, however, a monopoly in the sense that you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Try not paying your property taxes and see how that goes.
Just try it someday, Mark, because I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it.
I understand. I'm going to see how that goes
for
you.
I would like to have some other people come up here and join me, and it'd be nice to have some other people come along with me on that one. But eventually I may just get so fed up that I just say screw it. Maybe what I'll do is I'll pay a portion of it. You know, I'll pay enough to cover the lights and the other stuff. I'll just take the school portion out, whatever the 60% or something like that goes to the government schools, and then I'll take some of that money and donate it to a charity. And because it's not about me keeping the money. It's about me being able to choose how it's spent. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, and they are free. Our live streams are available around the clock, broadband and dial-up versions, plus our webcam is available, and listen lines. You can call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen, again, around the clock to Free Talk Live, all for free over at listen.freetalklive.com.
And if you call in to Free Talk Live, these phone lines here are sponsored by SACL CAI. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. John is listening in Tampa to WFLA. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to the show tonight, and I tell you, if what you guys are saying about justice and so on and so forth, it scares the heck out of me, to be totally honest. I listen to a lot of conservative radio, and I listen to a lot of, I guess, what you'd call liberal news media on the TV. And my biggest worry as a 58-year-old man is that this thing is broken already. And if somebody doesn't take charge, then not only is it going to break totally, but it's going to damage everything, and it's going to hurt everybody.
I'm sorry, I missed what the very first word of your word or two of your sentence there. What is broken?
Well, I think the entire justice system, the justice system that de Tocqueville talked about, you know, that you need laws, you need people who will obey laws. And we have attorneys that don't obey laws. We have judges that don't obey laws. We have people that don't obey laws. And certainly the entire country is broken from this perspective. And how in the heck can it go forward? I mean, what everybody doesn't, I guess, realize about this is this means doom for us all. We will all suffer greatly.
I agree that we definitely that justice is a requirement for humans to live together peacefully. And however, I guess that it seems to me that the democratic form of government, you know, whether it's parliamentarian or whatever we have, the bicameral system that we have, that is the promise. The promise is that we will finally elect that golden savior that will fix the system. They will make justice available to the common man. You will be able to go to their judges and get real justice. Justice that should be free and available to every human being. And it's bullcrap. I mean, all we've seen for 1,000 years of monopoly justice. But in this country for 225 years is that justice is available to rich people and it's less available to poor people.
It's getting worse, too, with habeas corpus being wiped out. And,
right. I mean, what they call 9 months is a speedy trial in this country now. I mean, at the very least, at the turn of the last century, you could get executed in 2 weeks. You know, now it takes you 20 years.
Well, not that you support execution.
I don't, but I'm just saying that's the kind, at least justice, whether it was just or not, was swift.
Any other thoughts you want to share, John?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, you know, as the people some way need to come together and understand what can be done soon, or like I said in my statement, we are all going to suffer greatly.
When you say that we're going to suffer greatly, I mean, what do you mean? Because people are already suffering.
I think systems will break down. I think that's where you'll start. When systems break down and food isn't delivered right and you can't get gasoline to stations and people can't get all those things together.
I don't know if the point of information there, hang on a second. I don't know if the breakdown of the justice system is going to have anything to do with whether or not food gets delivered. As an example of what I'm talking about, we're doing the show from New Hampshire, and up here they're having trouble. The system is ready to break down. It has been pushed to its limits. The government has run out of cash for their Justice Department, and in fact, because they're so desperate, they're actually having to shut down. They're literally having to put their employees on unpaid furlough days once a month, at least one day per month. That they're just shutting down the courts because they just have too much of a load, and there's not enough money to handle it. And so it's because they've been, you know, enforcing all these nonsense laws on people that they've been filling the courtroom with folks who've never harmed another person in their entire lives. But the shutdown of the justice system would not, you know, get in the way of people delivering their products and services. I don't see how you're making that connection.
Well, I just believe that law is such an important, the rule of law and the order within a society is so important that when, as de Tocqueville said, when it begins to be broken down, it breaks everything along with it. It's not a matter of saying that there's a direct connection. Of course there isn't. But there's usually 6 points of separation of almost anything, and I guess that would be my point. But
well,
I do
I
like
think
the conversation. I listen to your show, and I will support this thing that you're doing there in New Hampshire.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, to that point, I think it's fallacious to believe that it's the government's laws that are holding society together. As I pointed out earlier in the program tonight, it's people.
Well, law doesn't necessarily have to refer to what the government's laws are. I mean, there's this law inside people that they generally agree on.
Okay, but what you were talking about was government laws, right, John?
Yes.
Right. See, that's what I'm referencing is the idea that government laws, this nation of laws, is what keeps the country free and it keeps the country productive.
The idea of rule of law is fallacious to begin with because laws are enforced by people and people are not nature arbitrary. So it is always a rule of men. Sometimes they'll sacrifice one of their own on the pyre, but I mean, you don't believe for a second, John, that cops are held to the same standard as the rest of us peons, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. You are absolutely correct. I'm not a fan of government force in any way. I don't know if I was unclear, but
No, it's all right. I just to clarify,
you use a foil, John.
I just want to clarify the point that it's people, and like you were talking about, Mark, the law that's on the inside of us, the one that says we don't harm others, that we honor our agreements. If we want to be in the good graces of others, we'll honor our agreements and we won't harm them. These are natural laws that are inherently built into human beings. Now, there are some people that are, a little freakish and they break those natural laws, and we would have a way of dealing with them, but it's not most people. It's not the fact that there are government cops out there or government laws that prevent people from slaughtering each other. That's not it. It's that people have their own mutual best interest in mind, their own best interest to get along with others because that helps them continue on in their life and to be comfortable and all of that. And a perfect example, my favorite example of this, is what happened after Hurricane Katrina. Now, New Orleans was evacuated, as were a number of other areas of Louisiana. And what happened there was that the good, so-called law-abiding people, the average folks, did as they were told, and they left, which left you with two factions. The people who didn't leave, the criminals that were, willing to break into people's homes and do, loot stores and that sort of thing, and the cops who are willing to break into people's homes and to loot stores. So I kind of repeat myself, but my point there is that you had two factions of criminals, the cops and the criminals, and they were fighting against one another in this kind of chaotic situation, which really, from the outside perspective, and I'm sure if you were there as well, it seemed very chaotic. There's gunfire and there's all these terrible things that were happening, and again, people having things stolen from them. And that was one of the most law-filled areas of the country. There were people, they were bringing people in there. Cops were coming in from other areas. It was mostly the police. And yet it was incredibly violent and incredibly dangerous there. And the reason for that isn't because of the, the reason for that is because the regular folks had left, and they are the people that hold society together, not the police. That's an illusion. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The police would like you to believe that to be the case. So I'm not saying they're useless. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. In fact, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites $5, $6, $7 a month. We don't do that. In fact, we never have. And we give the archives away amongst everything else that you find at freetalklive.com. It is all free. So head on over to freetalklive.com, click on over to the archives, and you'll be able to grab all the way back to 2009. In fact, right there in our podcast, it's all free for you at freetalklive.com. As we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Carl, listening to KTAE in Cameron, Texas. Hello, Carl.
Yes, I'd like to know what your views are on this gun confiscation in the United States here.
I think it's horrible.
Okay. You're aware that that's probably the number one priority of this current administration.
Well, if it were the number one priority, then they'd be doing it.
I don't believe that. They've only proposed at this point one small additional gun regulation. I'm not saying that gun regulations are good, but I feel like it's vilification from the Republicans on the Democrat messiah, and
yeah, because the Republicans,
it's just political games.
Can we jump in here? Let me jump in here real quick. The Republicans had control of the government for a number of years in this decade, and they didn't roll back significantly. The assault weapons ban went away,
yeah.
But they didn't actively roll back any of the 20,000-plus gun regulations that the federal government has. So, number one, the Democrats is clearly not their first priority because they aren't really doing much about it. Secondly, the Republicans didn't do a damn thing to increase gun freedom.
There's a lot of rural Democrats that own guns.
Well, I think there's a little bit of naivete here because he's got a an individual that is scheduled to take a Supreme Court seat by the name of Kagan, and that's her number one priority would be gun control. And
okay.
That's what
there's no
about.
Doubt that they, I wouldn't deny that the people in Washington, D.C. would like to control guns more than they currently do.
And I think the Democrats are probably worse on the issue than the Republicans are.
I just don't think there's any evidence that it's their number one priority because you'd see them moving forward with something and they're not.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that there it's possible for them to complete their agenda of total Marxist communist state without the confiscation of guns in this country?
I would think not. I mean, you know,
total Marxist communist. Just before we get into that, though, I just want to know what you mean. Before Barack Obama was elected during the Bush administration, how close to total communist Marxist state is the federal government?
Well, I don't know, but I would. If you would investigate, you're probably going to find out that most of his cabinetry are Marxist communists.
No, that didn't answer my. Hold on a second. I don't want to talk about Barack Obama. We understand he's a socialist. That's, you know, we get that. Let's talk about what happened before Barack Obama. My question is, and you've been paying attention, right? Up until Barack, you paid attention to the government, what they've been doing.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so since you've been paying attention, you must be able to have some sort of, if you know what the Marxist communist government would look like.
Oh, I agree totally. I think the agenda has been around for a long time.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. No, I don't think it's a Republican thing.
How much of it had been implemented? How much of it had been implemented? Speculate. I'm not asking for a specific number or anything.
Tremendous amounts of it was put in place all the way back to, you could probably go back to FDR, but,
you can. You can go back to,
I'm not saying that. I mean, I just, you know, I know, I'm fully aware of what's going on. You know?
On this show, we get a lot of people.
It sounds to me like you guys are, too.
Yeah. On this show, we get a lot of people who believe that somehow voting for Republicans is going to save the nation. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Because
okay,
when we were.
Well, listen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I appreciate you giving me this time, and I just want to interject that thought. And
you
I'll
are
get
welcome,
man.
We appreciate your call.
Hash it out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Okay, so now let me ask: do you dread the long, hot days of summer? Tell you what I found, Nature B. It's a great vitamin supplement that will help you with all kinds of issues. And here's Mike Buck to tell you how.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. You're right. I'm lurking in the shadows to remind you that in today's busy world, the perfect diet is out of the question. Too much fast food, not enough time to prepare the balanced meals. So that's why everybody needs a helping hand to get the nutrients their bodies need to function in top working order. And that's exactly where New Zealand's Nature B plant follows them.
Nature B has been called the health food store in the palm of your hand. And why is it the world's only perfect food, Mike?
You know what? Everything you can buy in that health food store occurs naturally in Nature B. It's 100% natural, organic. It's vegetable food in these capsules. All your vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants, right balance with enzymes. Plant pollen has been around since the dawn of creation, but the potentiation process of Nature B, which is exclusive, unlocks its availability, gets it boosting straight into your system, helps that body purge those toxins out of there, gives you better digestion, sleep, hair, skin, and nails, and how about stamina to do everything you want to do this summer and more.
So we know that Nature B is all natural and all organic and fresh and direct from us from clean, green New Zealand, but what's today's special, Mike?
Always got a special for you. Free Talk Live's got a special deal. Big six-month supply is $99.95 plus delivery. We bonus you three more big months for free, 9 months for the price of six, right to your door when you call the toll-free number in New Zealand with a money-back guarantee. 1-866-834-8355 is the toll-free 866-834-8355. If you'd rather order online, check out the website and then click in Nature B-E-E. That's naturebee.com.
Once you try it, just like me, you won't be without Nature B. Come on, get healthy by calling 866-834-8355 now or online at naturebee.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We'll continue taking your calls here in a moment about whatever you want. And, Mark, you've got something about BP colluding with the state, and we'll find out what's going on with that if we get a chance. But I wanted to just dig a little further into what John was – what Carl was talking about from Texas, this idea that that the country is moving toward, and I agree with him, that it is moving toward more and more communistic kind of behavior. And,
well, not communist, socialist.
Okay. Well, he used Marxist communism.
Sure. Communism is heaven. Okay. It's the idea that people can live communally, equally, with no government, together, doing all the same thing, and that it's just foolish nonsense. It's communist is a rhetorical word that people use in order to get control of the government in a socialistic fashion. Marx believed that you move through socialism through a very large government that controls everything to somehow the government would wither away, which is where his whole plan failed.
So we weren't sure how much we agreed with Carl, and turned out it was more than maybe we'd presumed. And so he agreed that it wasn't just Barack Obama that is moving things in a socialist direction, that things had been moving in a socialist direction for a long time, and that the Republicans, these so-called freedom-oriented people, hadn't done a jack squat to put a stop to it or turn it around or anything like that. In fact, they actively assisted in increasing the socialism, because during Republican administration, during Republican control of Washington, D.C., when they had the House and the Senate and the presidency, the government increased. In fact, during the Bush administration, it increased at a faster clip than it did during the Bill Clinton. Ronald Reagan increased the size of government by something like 69% over his two terms. So, and actually, when you take a look at the Communist Manifesto, which we've done, and it's probably been a little while since we've done it on this program.
That's some fun stuff. Go through the
10
planks of the Communist Manifesto and see how close we are in America.
Look at it honestly.
The average American would have no concept. Communism? No, we fought against that in the Cold War. Of course it's not here. The fact is, we came up with 8.5.
I thought it was 7.5. Seven and a half of the 10 planks were almost fully fully implemented, basically, within this country. And so... The United States is basically a socialist country and has been for my lifetime. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the question of whether or not taking Americans' guns away is going to help get to the all the way, let's look at that a little closer. Coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want, something on your mind you want to share with our listeners, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, brought to you by Sickle CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And what we do is we take that money in and reinvest it back into this program to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and more. You'll get all the details, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal, and get access to the perks. amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So you are welcome, of course, to call in about anything. I wanted to dig in a little bit further because I think Carl's question earlier was a good question, and we kind of went off on the topic of the Communist Manifesto and how much of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are actually implemented currently today, and it's something like 7 or 8 planks, pretty much fully implemented. And maybe if we get a chance, maybe we'll break it down here tonight on the air. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. But I wanted to examine his question a little further because his question that he started with was, well, do you think that they could implement 100% of communism or, you know, socialism? Do you think they could implement it without taking people's guns away from them? And I wonder about that. Will people owning guns stop the rise of socialism? Certainly hasn't done it yet.
Well, it certainly, and one could make the argument under Saddam Hussein, so a dictator, so an arduous form of government. I'm not claiming it's the same form of government, but under an arduous form of government like Saddam's, dictatorship there in Iraq, people owned AK-47s. I mean, the average Iraqi citizen currently
carried them around.
Yeah, has an AK-47, can carry it around. So, I mean, they've got much more gun freedom in that country than we have in this one.
And how hard would it have been for them to rise up and stop, put a stop to the dictator and his
madmen? Yeah, if they would have been able to get together or whatever. But, right. He did periodic purges or whatever he did, and his people were better trained, and that it goes a long way.
So I don't think that the guns have done anything to stop socialism so far, and so I don't think there's really any reason to believe that they ever really will, because, I mean, I used to be somebody who, and I don't have anything against guns. I think they're fine for personal defense against other people, but when it comes to the agents of the state, these people can do no wrong. And so if you defend yourself against the agents of the state, if they're coming to impose their socialism on you and you defend yourself against them with violence, then you'll just be made to look like a madman. You'll be made out in the press and in popular opinion to be a nutter How dare you oppose the our heroes, the police officers? They're just trying to do their jobs, and this nut job comes out and shoots them. So it's just not practical from that standpoint to oppose the state with violence. So I just don't see that. I just don't see that being the case. There's no evidence whatsoever. I mean, yes, it's true that the most awful people in history, you know, Hitler and some other nasty men, have taken people's guns before they really cranked up the oppression. No doubt about that. But if they crank up the oppression slowly, then it doesn't really seem like they need to do that. And the oppression has been cranked up pretty slowly over the years here in this country. The old frog in a pot of hot water analogy.
Yeah.
You know, you turn up the heat just a little bit at a time, and it doesn't notice until it's completely cooked and it can't get out. So I think that's kind of what's going on with this, you know, this gun situation. And you look at how obedient Americans are. They're more than happy to turn their guns over. So if it does come to that, if it does come to actually going around confiscating firearms, look again to Hurricane Katrina. After Hurricane Katrina, they went around, and there's been another natural disaster since then. It was a tornado in Kansas or something.
I think we thought it was Missouri.
Kentucky, something like that, where they've successfully gone around and taken guns from people. There were only a few holdouts that said, "You come here and I'm going to shoot you," you know, and then they didn't come. You know, they did actually keep their distance from those particular homes, but wasn't enough to be significant. A lot of people who've been longtime gun rights people just turned them right on over. So they are scared to say no.
Well, I mean, there's several armed men there asking for your weapons. What are you going to do?
Well,
you don't have a gun drawn.
Well, you can at least refuse to cooperate.
That's how they feel. You know, they feel that they don't have any options. And I'm not, you know, I think the power of a man's will is far more powerful than the weapon. I think the weapons are good against the common criminal, but when you're dealing with a government criminal, I don't think that you can use a weapon, not successfully.
No, you'll end up dead, first of all, because when you attempt to use violence in defense against the state agents, they will kill you. Because once you
they'll write the news story will, you know, show them as the heroes.
Right. You'll be a madman. So there's no practical aspect to it whatsoever, because people are so imbued with this state worshiping mentality to where the state, even though they know there's some problems with it, well, we still need them. And these officers are our heroes. And so how dare you stand up against them? You bad little citizen. All right, so I don't really think that it's necessary for them to confiscate firearms in order to successfully implement a virtually complete socialism, because we're almost virtually complete today, and there's rampant gun ownership in this country. What are the numbers?
More guns than there are humans in this country.
Like multiple per human, there are multiple guns right now.
No, there's about as many, a few more guns. Those are the ones that are sort of registered. I believe there's slightly fewer guns registered than there are humans, 300 million Americans. And I'm just throwing in the number of what I assume the illegal weapons are, because I know there's plenty of unregistered weapons out there. But I can't come up with any statistics. So I'm willing to safely say there are more guns in this country than there are people.
I think you can stop socialism, but it requires more than just the last line of defense, right? Because using guns against the state is the desperate man situation, right? You feel you have no other options except to lash out in violence against your oppressors. And that's not the only choice. And it's a common misperception, the idea that, well, you either go along to get along or you fight. And I don't think that's the only two options that we have. But I don't think that many people are willing to do the in-between portions where you could just not go along to get along anymore. You could just refuse to play along. So if you don't
refuse for a while.
As much as you can. If you don't like the new health care proposal, the new government health care thing, stop paying taxes.
It's my understanding 60 million Americans don't.
Stop paying taxes. Stop obeying. If you're a business owner and you don't like the new regulations, especially if the new regulations are going to hurt your business or possibly put you out of business, why would you obey them? Just keep doing business as you were doing it, and then let them aggress against you and show themselves for who they really are. And who they really are is a group of men and women, strangers mostly. You don't typically know who the oppressors, the people that are oppressing you within the government are. These are people who are willing to use violence against people for whatever reason they want, whatever arbitrary reason they decree that they don't like what you do, or they want you to do the things they want you to do, or whatever reason they want to use force on you, they are willing to use force on you. They're willing to threaten you. And as long as you're willing to go along with it, you are subservient to them. They are not your servants. And this is this mentality that, well, the government's supposed to be our servants and da 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 da. What evidence do you have that these people are your servants? They tell you what to do.
And call themselves your servants in the process.
Now, it's possible.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, it's possible to hire someone to tell you what to do. That's possible. You can hire a consultant.
Sure. I was a personal trainer at one point. You can do that.
Right. You can bring a consultant into your business, and they can tell you what to do. But ultimately, if you don't like what they say, you can say, get out of here. You could hire somebody to, you know, we're going to have Miss Ann on next week for a follow-up interview. We haven't talked to her in years. Former dominatrix, she's no longer called Miss Ann, but she's from the Indianapolis area. Really cool lady. You can hire her, and she'll tell you what to do as well. And as long as you know what the safe word is, she'll stop. You know, whether that safe word is orange or whatever you make the safe word, when you're in the midst of their little dominatrixy thing that they do, you can yell out the safe word, and they will stop. So anybody that you hire to tell you what to do, you're still in charge of that relationship, even if the illusion is that they're telling you what to do. With the government, that's not the case. Number one, you didn't hire them.
There is no safe word with the government.
There's no safe word. Oh, boy, if there were. Oh, a magic word. But you didn't hire them in the first place. They decided they were going to rule over your life, and they have these little phrases that they like to use to justify it. Well, you voted for us. Well, no, I didn't. Well, they voted for us, and so therefore that makes it okay. Well, how many people does it make it okay? Is it okay for me to come to your door and say that me and my neighbors voted and we get to take your house now? Is that okay? How many neighbors do I have to have voting to take your house before the stealing of your home becomes legal?
You know, and it's funny, the government drew these little circles, little lines on maps. I guess they're not circles, these shapes on maps. And they said that, you know, the voters in this particular area have the jurisdiction for this particular election or that particular election. They get to hire the criminals that will rule over them for, you know, this X amount of years. And it's funny, you don't get to pick your own geographic area as if a geographic area matters. Why can't I get 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 people together outside of a geographic area and vote on something and come up with some rules, arbitrary rules like you've got to pay a licensing fee for your dog, or every 30, you know, 90 cents on every gallon of gas goes to me.
So, we continue here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls are next about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.